You're tuned in to the This Woman Knows podcast network, holding space for women evolving into their best selves. And now, here's your host, Deneen L. Garrett.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. That's when we're recording. When you check this out, don't know, but it will be at your leisure. Welcome to another episode of Women of Color, an Intimate Conversation. Today is the first. We are doing a group intimate conversation. So we have several ambitious women on this call. They all are here because of Krista Gordon, who has invited them to be a part of today's conversation. So we're really excited, and we're doing a two-part. So we're gonna do this first part, the power of our stories, and then we're gonna do a second part as well. So get ready to be excited and to have a good time. So whether you're watching or listening, I want to introduce you all to Chris. Chris, I want you to say a little bit about yourself, how we got to this point, and then we'll have each of the ambitious women share some about themselves as well.
I love that. Thank you so much, Director D. I'm a stickler and a lovebird of nicknames. Almost everyone has one. And so I love the fact that this introduction / partnership / collaboration came off the heels of a Threads networking engagement. And it really has been Threads to Thriving, coining it. And I am a PR and marketing executive for House of Privilege. We are the visionary behind the Marketing Factory, the brains behind a bunch of different brands, organizations, and products. But the moral of the story is we boost visibility. We build communities, and we really love service-based businesses. We know that they're the heart of the economy. I think that it's so important to not just have an audience, not just have followers, but really have a network of valuable people that appreciate what you do, and that translates into a community. So this is just one small step that's going to make a huge impact in spreading that message and making sure that that mission continues forward. And I just really appreciate every single woman here who said yes to show up, to say it, and inspire.
Absolutely. And so I made sure that I am brand appropriate. So I am rocking my brand. I have my Women of Color Live a Dream Lifestyle coffee cup, and we have stuff in the background. So I'm like, listen, I'm going to be on a call with the branding queen, so I better show up.
I know that's right. Come on, always be branding. Okay, everybody here knows that's branding. My motto.
And I love the butterflies, so that is such a cute top.
Thank you. Made it myself.
You're welcome. All right, so I'm just going to go based on how I see the order on my screen. And so next is Jackie.
Hi, good morning, ladies. I hope you all are feeling just fabulous on this beautiful Friday. I am checking in with you guys from Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is right around the corner from my girl, Chris. And once again, I'm Jackie. I am an author, a speaker, a hostess. I also lead a community organization called the Roll Bounce Rollout. We're an exclusively inclusive roller skate community. So we are cornering the market on all things fun, roller skating, classes, fitness, wellness, promoting community. I've also just recently started my own YouTube channel called Black Girl Breast Cancer. I was recently diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer, and in my search, I couldn't find a lot of young women who were sharing their stories from a first-person perspective, and so I've also launched Black Girl Breast Cancer. So you can support me along my journey and follow all the positive things that I'm going to keep on doing while we're healing, okay?
I love that. And I have to tell you, honey, your face, okay? It is gorgeous. Like I have a thing with eyebrows. So that's like the first thing that I look at people. And honey, yours are giving. Okay. What the people say.
Thank you.
Beat on this Friday.
Thank you.
And I do want to make just a couple comments. So community, absolutely. I love that, Chris, that you built a community. Jackie, you have a community as well. And when you started talking, I'm like, roll bounce. Did she just say roll bounce? And I immediately
stating. Roll out.
Okay. I'm like, yes. Okay. I used to do that back in the day. I love it.
Okay, see, that's where we got the name. Everybody knows when they say, "Oh, I skate." Yep, like the movie Roll Bounce. We do roll and bounce.
Now I do have skates, right? But the last time I went, like 2, 3 years ago, sis is rusty. I need that thing that people, the kids have. I need that.
Oh, not the skate buddies.
Yeah,
Oh,
I need that thing, right?
We're gonna get you in some classes.
Yeah, right, exactly. I do.
Exactly.
Okay,
Exactly. Class is
Dina.
coming soon.
Right, let's hear from Vita.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for having me as a guest on your show. I am excited about this. And of course, thanks to Chris. She is awesome, 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 awesome. She knows I love her to pieces. She's wonderful. So I am here with my brand Onboard Charcuterie, which is an extension of my house brand, Dream Holiday. Dream Holiday is a one-stop shop for all of your holiday needs. It is, so basically Dream Holiday is like where I go in and I decorate your homes, residences, and businesses, custom holiday decor, primarily mannequin trees. That's my specialty. But back to Onboard Charcuterie. I curate charcuterie boards, grazing tables, and paulcuterie, which is charcuterie for pets. So with that being said, that is an I have recently extended Onboard Charcuterie to doing Pawtastic Pups, which is a mommy daughter duo brand with my daughter, where we do all natural homemade pet treats. So that is what we're doing, and it's just been like a wonderful like journey so far. So support us on all of our social media platforms. So Onboard Charcuterie, I am on Instagram, and for Pawtastic Pups, we are on Instagram, Facebook, and as well as Etsy. So you can order our pet treats online as well. And it's just been an amazing journey as well. So I'm like a Jill of all trades, but yeah. So there you have
I
it.
love that. And just so everybody knows, whether you're watching or listening, all their information will be in the show notes. So you will get their socials, you'll get their bios, so you'll be able to read about them and then be able to contact them directly. And let's see,
Miss
Miss
Baby
Nisha.
Nisha.
Hello, hello, wonderful people. Yes, ladies, it is beautiful to see each and every one of you. I aspire, like, I love being around other fellow entrepreneur, ambitious women. I am Miss Danisha Brown. I am the CEO and founder of Risk Exchange Agency, known as REA. And I'm an insurance expert. So I like to say I'm your personal wealth shield advisor, and I help you protect your assets while building wealth at the same time. I come from a background of teaching. I know that I look like I'm still in high school, but don't be fooled. I've been a licensed agent for over 9 years. I have a passion for really helping other women in our community and even just Black people on being more financially literate. I feel like it's something that we don't talk about enough, but yet we are affected by it a lot. And so I host workshops and seminars, and I do motivational speaking around educating the community on how they can just protect their assets and build wealth on things that we do on a daily basis. And so I've been an entrepreneur all in for the last going on 3 years. That time has gone by so fast, but it has been a beautiful journey that honestly I would not change at all. And I think it's a privilege to really just share my story and share, how I have come so far, because it is different than the next story, but it's a testimony at the end of it. And so thank you, Chris, for thinking of me. And yeah, I look forward to seeing how this goes.
Yeah, very excited, very excited. And I'm glad that you mentioned what you're doing around Black women. This podcast was created, as I had shared. It started as a panel, and then it evolved to a podcast. And I was provided, and the intention is to provide space for us, so for women of color and Black women in particular, to use our voices, to tell our st stories, our journeys, and then to empower you all, us, me, to live a dream lifestyle. I retired from corporate in 2020, not retirement age, but I was able to retire early. And I said, you know what? I really want women to start living their lives now. Like, you don't have to retire, but I do want you to start living. So figure out what's joyful, you know, what brings you joy, and really tap into that and figure out how to bring more of that into your life. And so for me, number one is travel. So travel, travel, travel. That's how I live a dream lifestyle. That's number one. And then attending events as well as art. And so, yes, I travel to attend art events. So I'm in heaven.
Yes.
I am in heaven at most times. Yeah. Now, before we jump into the question, I do want to shout out, of course, the U.S. is my number one market, right, for podcast listeners. But my international number one is the UK, which cool, because I go to London often. So, hey, and by the way, whoever's in London, are we going to see Beyonce? Like, send me an email. Let me know what we're doing. All right. Because I'm trying to go see her in London or Paris. So you're listening from Paris, holler at your girl. And number two is, good Lord, I forget. But we also had a Ukraine. Oh, Canada. So number one is UK. Number two is Canada. Makes sense. Right across the river. I'm in Detroit. And then number three is Ukraine. So y'all, we global. Okay.
And we are, because I'm going to go ahead and drop Japan in the chat. I'm going to drop China in the chat. I'm going to drop Nigeria in the chat.
Okay.
Well, you know, and here's the deal. Global energy over here.
Oh, yeah. Nigeria, I think, is the number one on YouTube. The number one to watch on new YouTube. And actually, I did interview a guy from Nigeria a few episodes ago. So yes, on occasion I will bless us with a man if he reaches out and he's interested and he fits the bill, which is he of color? Then sure. Come on, you're welcome.
We love our melanated men. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So they have a voice at time. So I think it was Vida who actually started to answer this question. So I'm going to ask everybody, and then Vida, you can expound on this. But let's do it in a reverse. So we're going to start with Miss Danisha. But what inspired you to start your business or pursue your current path?
You could be starting with me, huh?
All right. yeah, you're not going to sit back and just chill while they talk.
Well, that is a great question. You know, insurance is not a sexy industry. You don't really wake up and say, oh, I want to be an insurance agent when I grow up. No, you really just kind of like fall into it. Life happens. And honestly, over time, I grew to love it. But when I first started this journey as a licensed agent, I was just looking for a job, honestly, be honest. Yeah. I was looking for a job. I was working at a bank at the time. And I was like, you know what? All I got to do is get my license. And I did. I interviewed three times to get the position as an insurance agent with the company. And I was actually one of their youngest agents that they had on the Mid-Atlantic coast because I was about 22 years old when I first got licensed. And honestly, I didn't know what I was getting into. Mm-hmm. I didn't. But over time, God has a way of setting you up.
Yes.
Right. And you just be like, oh, that worked out. I would have never imagined. So one of the ways that he set me up was when I first started to become an agent, I was next to these two older gentlemen that were old enough to be my fathers at the time because I was 21. And I was just like, this is about to be boring. This is not about to be fun. You know, who wants to go to work with two old guys? But it ended up being one of the best decisions in my life because they taught me so much when it comes to insurance. They each had over a decade of experience in the industry. So I was a sponge just taking it all in. So just being able to educate myself allowed me to honestly fall in love with insurance. And then also dealing with my own stuff. I purchased my house at the age of 22. So there was a lot going on that 21, 22 age. So I purchased my house at the age of 22. And so I've been a homeowner for almost 10 years. And as a homeowner, I've gone through the ups and downs of maintaining my house, of figuring out how I'm gonna keep paying the mortgage when I lost a job, losing income, not having that income protection in place. And then even on the other side, as far as family members using GoFundMe pages to raise for funeral expenses. So things kept happening, honestly. And so when I learned about how to use insurance as a financial tool, which is something, honestly, our white counterparts already do, it's just that our community do not know about it. A lot of the things that, because life is going to life, right? But some of the things that pop up in life could have been avoided, or maybe even not as stressful financially, if we would have prepared for those unexpected things that pop up in life. And so I reflect back on, if I would have known this, if I would have known that, then things could have been differently during my journey of maintaining my house, of starting a business, you know, financially. And so because I had that woulda, coulda, shoulda, like everybody else, and I'm still young, I wanted to make sure that I educate and set up the foundation for the next generation so they don't do the woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah, and I so love that.
That is how I honestly begin to just fall in love with insurance and really seeing how it could just be a financial foundation that is needed in our community. And honestly, just building it for, using it for the financial growth now while you're here on God green earth. And then also for the next generation, because guess what? We leave a lot of debt and not wealth, right? And my theme this year is, and I keep saying it every time, debt don't die, but yet accumulating it.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about how we can minimize the debt and then even set up the next generation to be in a more financial space. And so, yeah, so that's why I like to say I'm your personal, because it's personal for me, your Wealth Shield advisor.
I love that. And yes, we don't talk enough about finances. We don't understand enough about finances. And so I'm glad that you have stepped in there. Another thing I want to mention too, to those who are watching or listening, each of the ambitious women who are on a call, they do have an opportunity to have their own solo interview. So for any of the women who want that, we can go into deeper into what it is that you're doing on your individual call. On this particular call, we're doing high levels just to, you know, give the people a taste of each of you so they can, you know, whet their appetite so that they can reach out to you and tap into what it is that you're doing. So I love that. And again, I love what you're doing in the wealth space. So we're going to hit Vita up next. And Vita, just expound a little bit more on what you've already shared as to how you started your business, your current path.
Yes, awesome. So, of course, it all started with Dream Holiday, which I have been, it's been going on for about 5 years. So Dream Holiday basically started, it started as a hobby with where, okay, so let me roll that back a little bit. And yes, Chris, I'm going to stick to time. not basically with what she said, but she knows me. I can basically steal the mic and just go on, big thing. And that's because I'm just very passionate about what I do. But so even if you go on my website, you'll see the about section, and it just talks about how my mom, she is a Christmas fanatic, and she loves now, and she has a December birthday. So growing up as a kid, she drugged me and my sister into decorating the house for Christmas, and we just dreaded it. And then from then on, you know, I never understanding it until I got older, and it was just really just became like trying to outdo my mom. Like, I'm gonna decorate. Even to this day, like growing up and seeing like our home, if you come to our house for the holiday, it is literally like a Christmas catalog home, not just a Christmas tree in each room, but she changes out the table, the dining pieces, the towels in the bathroom, the pillows and everything. So that is where I got that touch. And for her, it's really about the Christmas traditional colors. But for me, I'm more non-traditional colors. And I just kind of took what she instilled in us and made it my own. And it started out as a hobby and I really got into it. And then from there, I was like, you know what? I do your home, you know, people, you know, just friends, colleagues, and they really enjoyed it. And I said, so 1 year, I did it for like 2 years as a hobby. And then 1 year, I said, you know what? If I can get a client, all I need is one. And if I can make a sale, I'm doing this for real.
Right.
And that one client was really a big client. And I just took it from there. And from there, it grew. From there, I made it legit. And then one of my clients, instead of just wanting a tree, she wanted a mannequin tree. And couldn't find it in the stores, thinking I could. Okay, I got the bill already. And that mannequin tree, I ended up having to make it myself. And that mannequin tree ended up selling it, and that grew. From there, my mannequin trees turned into, okay, next thing you know, I had my own holiday business. And then from there, it turned into someone challenging me to do charcuterie boards. I said, I'll make you the best one ever. Never knew that a whole year later, I would be doing charcuterie boards. Next thing you know, it turned into, you know what, you should think about the pet business. Next thing you know, I'm doing parcuterie boards, and then parcuterie boards. Next thing you know, I'm trying to get pet businesses to put their treats, pet treats on my boards. No one would get, you know, it was a hassle. Next thing you know, I'm making my own pet treats. And I always say, I have this saying, like, if you can't get anyone to do it, if you can't get a job, do it yourself. And fast forward, here I am now. And that's how it all started. And I'm very passionate. I'm very much an artist. And I'm very, when I get into it, I'm into it. And there it is. And that's just how it all started. It just started with a vision, starts with the passion. And when I have a vision, I have to carry it out. Like, I can't let it go. And that's what it is. And I don't know if you ever heard of the store Fat Man's Forest, but it's here. I'm from Augusta. And years ago, we had Fat Man's Forest. My sister has a joke. She's like, you're like Fat Man's Forest, where it's like literally the one-stop shop for everything. They had like a shoemaker, charcuterie boards, meat and cheese. You could get everything. And I'm like, you know what? And that is the vision. One day, I want it to be like where you can literally get everything. And that's where Dream Holiday is, the hub. And from under there, there's onboard charcuterie, there's pet trees, there's everything. And then soon after that, I'm going to have my own gift wrap paper, my own ornaments, everything. So just keep watching, just keep holding on. And yes, I know I went over my time, but that is how it all got started. And you stay tuned.
I love, so you did to Usher, like, just watch, right? And that's what you're telling us now, to just watch, like, write my name down, remember Vita.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Victor, and just keep watching, because there's more to come. Love it, love it, love it. And what I love about what you said, and that's what I want those who are watching or listening to pay attention to what these ambitious women are saying as to how they got started, because their reasons for getting started, what prompted them to start, the visions that was dropped into their spirits, all those things, you're probably having the same. Right. So you need to pay attention to that and then decide what you want to do about that. All right, Jackie.
All right. So you guys are going to really be able to tell that I'm a professional speaker, because I know how to get to it. So I will tell you my career. I grew up as a corporate girl, right? So went up the corporate ladder. I was often the only Black person on the team, sometimes the only Black female in the company. And so I had to learn how to shuck and jive, maneuver, be a chameleon, right? And so that developed into a really strong sales skill set. And you can't be really good at sales without being a great speaker. And so that translated into me going into the hosting and being a part of other people's events, amplifying other voices who weren't able to do that within their own power. And so now with me growing a community, I'm listening to each one of these ladies, right? I'm like, okay, I relate with you, Deneen, because you love art. My boyfriend's an artist. We just did Black Boy Art Show in DC, okay? Chris, she's a marketing guru. So am I. Miss Denisha, I have a life insurance license. I will always keep that strap. That's the best money I ever made. Vita, you're a multi-hyphenate entrepreneur, right? So I can always connect with people and find things that connect, that unite us, right, through our similarities. But really my passion in growing my community is really fueled by my ability to connect people, not by what makes them similar, but, you know, by empowering them to connect through their differences. And so point blank period, that's where I'm at right now. That's how we started.
All right. Look, she's like, boom. Okay, next. And next is Chris. So Chris, not only do I want you to share about how you got to where you are right now, but I want you to also share about your vision for the Ambitious Women.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. So I'm going to try to keep it a short and sweet too. And if I were to do that, I think I could just show you.
People. Purpose.
People with passion and purpose. That's what got me into this. And it lit a fire in me to keep it short and sweet. But if I were to hone it into a specific experience or moment, it was being a military spouse and going to Japan and being lost and not really knowing what the hell and why and how or any of those questions, and then just figuring it out. But then being charged by how people were receiving me, figuring it out. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So literally going to Japan and having to start all over presented this call to action, bloom where you're planted, bloom where you're planted. And it was very, very hard. The environment changed, just rocked me to my core. But it was literally the most invigorating experience I could have ever imagined. I say all the time, I went kicking and screaming and I left kicking and screaming. And please send me back, Lord. Okay. I had to have that moment with so that really is kind of the short and sweet version of it. As Miss Danisha said, I didn't see what I needed to see and feel when I went to Japan. And so I created my own. And that started out in the event space. And what came from that was people with passion and purpose. And it just blossomed from there. And I was like, wait a minute. Am I now blooming where I'm planted? And is. So it was just so perfect. And so to segue into what I see for Ambitious Women is simple. Community. Women in color and community. Again, I said it when I started, I'll say it again, and I'm going to say it a million more times. People have audiences. We are so social marketing media program, virality, followers, following, you know, all of that is great. Okay. Shout out to the content creators making shit shake. I love that. And hopefully language is not an issue here. But I just was like, you know, what now, what next, and how do we take this to the next level? And I think it's with opening up the conversation, you know, like Joe was able to put into the chat, making sure that we just show up. Because first of all, as soon as we step into the room, as Rick Ross says, every time we come in here, we create a dilemma. It's a great dilemma to have, but it literally, it shapeshifts the room. And then when we start talking with our experience, with our passion, oh my goodness, it literally lights a fire. I can literally see the flame almost sometimes, and it's incredible. So I'm looking to just skyrocket that to the next level. I have been behind the scenes for so long, and I love it here, to be honest with you. This is very much outside of my comfort zone. But too many people have dropped their, I don't know what, on my foot, on my finger, on whatever, to say, get on to the front. I even say, like, I want a flower so bad, but people keep making me a centerpiece, and I'm just decided to accept.
Well, I love that. I love that. And what you said, and again, those who are watching or listening, pay attention. Here, there's gems being dropped. There's things that are being said that can motivate you, that you need to hear, right? There's something for everyone, everybody that's listening or watching, something that one of these ambitious women has said is for you. So make sure you're paying attention. And if you need to rewind, start over, watch it multiple times, right? Play that back. So we have 6 minutes left to this part. So the part one, and I mentioned it's two parts. So what I want to get into right now, and yes, we only have 6 minutes. So keep that in mind, Dougie Fresh. When you're answering, and I want to focus on, because again, I said, this is about empowering women of color, about Black women. So what challenges have you faced as a Black woman in your industry, and how did you push through it, Jackie?
I think even just in my previous story, just stating always being the only one, having to shapeshift, having to be a chameleon. I also grew up military background, so I'm used to moving around. I'm used to having to get along with new groups. But oftentimes being the only Black woman, you know, once again, it's a lot of energy to put out and change it up and all that stuff. But as I started moving up the ladder, I'm like, you brought me here for a reason. So I'm going to be my whole self. And I'm also going to remind you how you're not being diverse, how you're not being inclusive. Why are all the people on the marketing pamphlets white? Why are there not no Black people in here? Like all of that. So it really grew from me, it being a challenge because I was the only one and needed that representation, but to being it being my superpower and forming diversity groups. Like, hey, we need to have little committees, right? When the whole George Floyd thing happened, we need to have proper response. Just saying all lives matter ain't cool. We need to make sure we're speaking directly to our consumers who are also Black and brown. And so I was able to shift one of my challenges into one of my greatest strengths. And it's a lot of what people know me for in the corporate world today.
Yeah, and just real quickly on that, all skin folk ain't kin folk. Right. We know this time and time again. So we have to be cognizant of that as well. When you mentioned making sure that the, you know, what goes out, what's seen represents everybody or the intended people. We had did something at Black Women of Power and the ad included a white woman. Why are you including a white woman in this thing for Black women?
Come on now.
And when I asked about it, it was a Black woman who signed off like, come on, no, stop it. But anyway, all right, let's move on.
To red flag alert, Vita. Red flag alert.
Oh, right? Okay, Vita, real quick.
You're on mute. Come on, mute first.
You call me? Okay, all right. I was like, oh, she's gonna put me on the last few minutes. Okay, so my challenges have been being outspoken and being misunderstood. So the rest of my background, my actual professional career, which is why I left that, is, you know, I have been like an executive assistant, project manager, and just about a marketing manager, all of that. And a lot of that has been, a lot of that has been, I have had to be very firm in stance and stand on 10 toes and stand on business. And just meaning like, I'm not trying to take anything away from you. Let me rephrase that. I've worked for a lot of executives and managed executives. And in a lot of times I just want to do the work well and go home. But and sometimes that can be misunderstood is that I'm trying to take something from them and I want to take their company. And that's not it. I just want to do the work, do the job and do it well. And I don't want and then go home, come back and do it again. So with that being said, a lot of times I'm like a triple or quadruple threat. And that can be very misunderstood. So with that being said, I'm like, I don't have time for all of the politics. And that has led me to want to stray away from that and do my own thing, you know. So that has been my challenge. And then even to that with my businesses, a lot of times I want to say, like Chris said, I want to stay in a background. Mm-hmm. And you'll see a lot of times in my feed, my reels, you don't see me. You just see my work. And a lot of times people are like, put your face out. A lot of times people are like, put your face out there, put your face out. I'm like, no, because I don't want to be misunderstood for my work and my craft. You're gonna love me for my work and my craft, my vision, not get misunderstood for this or being a woman or whatever. You're gonna pay me, you're gonna see me for my work. And then sure enough, when I show up for these events, there's a lot of
yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a lot of uncomfort. A lot of times I just literally just walk in the room and it's like, oh, we didn't know? That's right. My point. Yeah. But when you do know, and then when you do see how well I speak, and then you see how cool I am, you see how calm I am, you see that I do know how to handle business because of my career, you check my resume.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or when
yes,
I do say,
yes. Now, let Miss Denisha get in here before we get cut off. Come on.
I know. And then when I do send that invoice, a lot of it, because again, we were behind the emails, and then we were handling business. Again, you don't see all of this. You don't see that I'm a woman or a Black woman. You see, and I never forget, I had a person that said, are you looking for something else to do? Because you're very thorough. See what I'm saying? So that's been my challenge, because it's a lot of, it's being misunderstood and being misunderstood and so forth.
All right. So we're gonna cut it off there. We are about to break, and then we'll start with part two, and we'll start with Denisha and Chris. And then we do have Lola, who will introduce herself when we come back. So again, if you're watching or listening, this is the end of part one, and join us for part two.
This Woman Knows Media is committed to your growth and evolution into the best version of yourself. We provide you with monthly podcasts.
There was no such thing as homophobia the way we know it. And
people will say and do all the things and what they want.
Crazy porn that gets all these views and has won an NAACP Image Award.
Quarterly magazines, great online content, and virtual and in-person events. Continue your personal evolution and subscribe today. Go to www.thiswomanknows.com.